زاخیل کشو سده سو هیه ایتریب عدب شدیز افت زاخی نخواد یاخو کشو اوزدن نخ هیز مخویر to kill himself, not only to let himself be killed, but to kill himself. And he says, "My service of the Nechod, she shochat the Nekes, Shrashmat, you know, the Master Slav, you know, the Crusades, these hypocrites, the Rishoyim, so, which in the name of Shema Yisrael, so the false Jews to either they convert, and they convert their children, or they'll be killed, they'll be crucified, in order to get a boy. For this Yish, who in their imagination, in their legendary imagination, was crucified by the Sanhedrin, even though Abayim Shorot Tinechum Samigdor, he brought my first Yisrael. So because of that, they killed thousands and thousands of Jews.
Rebbe, but doesn't the Beis Yosef say that what they did was wrong for killing the Tinai guys?
That's why you say Al-Rachman. Why do you say Al-Rachman was composed during the Middle Ages? During the Crusades, they did a terrible thing to the Sanhedrin, not just Malach Hadash, killed innocent teenagers, but they meant it to change your mind. They threw themselves in fire too. So he asked the Rebbe Shalom to be mechaper. They were anusimurim. When a person thinks that he does a mitzvah, so he's like a form of inulavdil. Was ready to shech his son ben Yochid his body. And a form of inu did it because the Rebbe Shalom the Emes thought of it. But then he did it. They just imagined that, but they meant it 100 times L'shem Shemayim. U'may sebiz of nechot, sheshochat, k'negis harbei, b'shas hakzeh.
Rebbe, Shaul was allowed to commit suicide, or mechuyev to commit suicide, because he was going to die anyway, or because they were going to use him?
No. Not because he was going to die anyway. How do you know that he was going to die anyway?
Because he was fighting in a war, and the assumption is that the Plishtim would have killed him.
Shimshon Hasib Agiber knew that the Plishtim, the ancestors of the Palestinian Sadiq, are fat. So he's going to be killed. But sure, who says that he will be killed? Who said?
So what was the matir? What allowed him to commit suicide, Shaul?
So there's a machlokes Hashem.
Because of Chil Hashem?
Because of Chil Hashem and Chil Hashem.
It would have been a Chil Hashem if he would have been captured.
That's right. But Umay Sivyot Nechor Shashach the Abed Negis. Behoi Yishon Skeinim Arbe. Vikor Yisrael Tzeach. Viyomar Imanir Tzeach. Horei Gvis Mishum. He cursed himself. And it not. He didn't intend to curse himself. Because he was so sure. Vahakach. But like Zera asking about this, and there, Picholom Nitsu, Vaisom, Hatnei Kays, Nishat. Tell us. Alright. Now, the Rambam says, so the Rambam holds, there are two aspects of the Hashem. One aspect of letting himself be, one aspect of Loyomus Ki Echye. So that is the primary perush in Midrash Israel. And the secondary is the blessed prayer to let himself be killed.
What are the two aspects, Rebbe?
One is to live out of Hashem, and that's more difficult. Test because when you let yourself be killed, so you are a giver. We find that by the Rishonim, the Palestinians, a suicide squad, finished, and they believe in the imagination, they'll enter paradise, you know. paradise, which, according to the Muslim concept, is full of wine. Women, women, it's like naked women. I mean, it's such pornography. I don't think that these Palestinians, I'm not saying it has to show it in regard to the innocent Palestinians. So as the Rambam said, Mamunim b'yokot ha'kei bohu, emuno shleimo shem bodev, and eitzli, believe in shittim. So, tam apasos l'chamitam, but he says, v'leach l'vuz on ha'shittim. But for the Palestinians, they believe in the metaphysical God, it's Hashem Shalchel, but not the ethical God. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom in our faith, in our emune, has two things. And it's all one thing. On one hand, is the Bereilom. On the other hand, Mahu Rachu Mafati Rachu. Or I disagree. But what kind of Hashem, Shem Avayim, Yud Kevofi. That's the holy Hashem. So it means Raham. Not the holiest Shem, the Shem Avayim, Shem Valdeis, yes. Shem Vases, yes. Shem Vases, yes. Shem Vases, yes. So in other words, the Rebbeinu Shalom, Yadus, is the metaphysical God who created the whole world. Yes, my son amongst the first mind there was Yes, my light, this conformity to Mother Osiris, Mother Physical Nuclear Science. But that's the first thing, that's not matter, that's energy. And Dalton said that a matter can neither be created nor destroyed. And energy can neither be created nor destroyed, but the Madame Curie modified it. But the sum total of matter and energy can neither be created nor destroyed. And that answers the variance between our chronology, 5,755 years, and the Madame chronology. But it's not very long. Because the Meir Shabbos says, the Lamei Shvam Yibohu Berilom Yismachim. So there are two processes in the Pesach. One is Pri. Pri, the Radak says, in Yeshua, when the members of Shiret Nash complain for Yeshua, they have no space, only fast. How can they live? How can they make private homes? How can they build what they can see in Sabbath Roshes? So Yeshua ben Nun advised them, Lech li'ayaro, u'bra, esreisim shum. So Radak points out this creation, but then there is a process of Yitzir. Yitzir, the Rambam says, in Perkei Melches, Yitzir, Yatsuo, Shinosanak Vivo, but by animal we say, Shirbihimi Koshin. The day is born, the bull runs and jumps like a bull that is 30 years old. A teenage, he is only vegetable. No movement he can perform, he can talk, and then more, I doesn't talk. But they can scream, they can roar.
Rabbi?
Ayeshua. Yes.
But the olamos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and destroyed, did they have people in them, human beings in them?
He identifies the soil in his psyche. To the Zikun says that he had people, intelligent beings.
Intelligent beings?
Yes. And these skeletons, the archaeologist Nogaya, represent, and archaeologist says, millions of years.
Right.
So that's
those skeletons.
No?
But there was nobody Jewish. I mean, Avraham Avinu was the first Jew.
That's another shaila. And when the Kasha raises that question. Now, according to the to the scientists who say, on the moon there are no talking beings, there are no animals, not to be vegetated, frogs, etc. But on Mars, there are 1,000 beings. Was the contemporary of what I go in, Ceres in the spirit, and Ceres, there are 1,000 beings. Now, the men of Kasha have a question whether they're the dean of Israel. And the Chaim Tayyadim says, oh, they're the dean of Meir. It's possible, how could they have a dean of Israel? What, they become the Torah?
Yeah, but so those Olamas before, there was no Torah given?
No, but they are clear to the obligations of natural.
Natural.
Yeah. Yisirtzor, Sino.
Do all the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach apply then to those Olamas?
Yeah.
But Adam Arishon didn't exist then.
What?
Adam Arishon wasn't there.
No. The Nephilim, the Torah says, came down from heaven.
Yeah.
The giants. Yeah. The intellectuals.
Right.
So they fell in love with the notion.
Right.
So then, and they became so corrupted.
So who are these Nephilim? Who are they?
Intelligent beings from Mars.
That's who they are?
From Earth and Jupiter. From the upper galaxy, who knows?
Uh-huh.
You know, there are millions. Millions. And according to physics, now Rabbi Kaplan, I never had the excuse to meet him, he was about children. And he was a big scientist. And then he wrote about the name of his Savior. So he writes that these people can be traced to those ages, you know, those ages. So it's never possible. They are only Mechuyah and Zionist on there. But the Benishon did not reveal to them the Zionist on there. The Teretz is the Rambam says in the Mechuyah, that until Mesh Rabbeinu, the Messiah, when the Benishon revealed to him, Achi Hazalachem, and together with the Zionist in Neach, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, so there was no revealed mitzvah, but the Mechuyah was Zionist because of natural law.
So why do we say Adam Arishon is Adam Arishon? Why, he's not Rishon. He's not the first being.
He was in this world. He's a first being.
What do you mean this world?
Who talks about the other worlds? They are gone. Gone with the wind.
That's another word.
Gone with the wind. Sound. So
and the reason Hashem created those worlds because He wanted them to have an opportunity to do tshuva.
So natural.
And what happened?
The Rambam says in Ruchi that until Mesh Rabbeinu there was no external revelation, but only internal.
So what?
And the same thing, but the same mitzvahs were revealed on revelation at the Neach. So the Rambam says, as the Mefarshim, Abadel. Kreskes went down. It was only confirmation of the natural. And as Reb Chaim said, Kishavos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livra Yisrael Yom Yistakel B'Toros Seir Bogla. Yistakel B'Toros Seir Bogla. In the scrolls, the answer is, Reb Chaim said, people think, people know that many mitzvahs and sikhlis, there is complete harmony between Mitzvah Satere and natural. Natural dictates in any part, in any human being who has a conscience, talking about the Torah, or even Stalin, or even Torah, who said in the wills of the Bolshevist revolution, the Torah of Mitzvah, and to Tzemach Tzedek, have to be lubricated every day with the blood of Jews, let them be lubricated. Biggest needs, a dog that is themselves, you don't believe that way. This Kaddish, their reason is, this Kaddish, the highest law, the highest law, the price of the real above that is unlogical. But it means to be employed to attain this highest goal, sublime goal, the utopian goal, have to be courage in themselves. Say says till they someone says be cushioned to the highest goal. But it means employed to carry out this highest goal themselves have to be shaken. And Allah is that even Anas tells it you, either you kill one Jew, hey Rosh, and when we talk Rosh, addicted to Chazar, to Trevis, Eves, to Chilev, to Dam, Rosh, or we kill the whole Jewish people. So we should let this Rosh and Anas kill the whole Jewish people. Rather than to kill one single Jew. Because my Chosid doesn't say the life of one human being is as precious as the life of an alien being. The life of one human being is as precious as the lives of 50 million. Of 50 million human beings. There is one verse in the Rambam, the Chashabes, that if there is a safer in the house, there is no sakonis nefeshes. After you see the color of this Colombia, it can evacuate. So it's not allowed to extinguish the fire. Then she does that. Now, there is another difficult point. You could be in the Rambam.
Rabbi, so what does it mean to live with Kiddush Hashem?
Lo yomus ke'achi in the Sabbath
message. So what does that mean? What does he do?
Once you die, you can't praise the Rebbeinu. You can't.
So it just means to live a life of doing the right things?
Now, there's another thing. The Rambam says, Rabbi Zohar and Arayis, if you say the Lord Nera, is Mechala Sashem. What did Rambam say? If it was over the Lord Nera, is Eber and the love of the Sinokut. And the Rav, or the Tishtachme, the Hem, the Lishob, apparently, the Rambam Shit is that the Alochem, or Chaybem, Lish Yom's Ben, implies that it's mafkiah, the whole Isa of Lishov, the whole Isa of Lishinov. But there is an Isa of Russia and an Isa Reshe of Kirish. Of course, by Arias, the Rambam says in Peltes Milchas Melochim, V'neach shon se'anos la'avir al kol echaz m'shivu b'nitzes. הרי זה עבר לנעק, כל זה מצווה הפך לשם, לסחול נעק, לא לנעק. So, משנה מלך says, what should have done is based upon the Lord, so he's מחויב, את רואים בשנה ושם שלו. Now, the Ram Shita is...
And what about Gilui Arias?
No. He doesn't have to be said.
But isn't Gilui Arias Hukesh Tashvichas Dami?
It's Hekesh. There doesn't
so Hekesh doesn't apply to a Goy?
It doesn't mean the same thing. There's the Teres of Chaznish Kasher Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim says that Reidev, that the Aloch of Reidev is mentioned in the Posseed Bei Mishir. Ho Yeish Ho Mishir is Matzun Nafsh. So it so in other words, so he has a chira whether the aloche of Matzimla is a nafshish redev, a rila and also is included in the din of Chaybem Bereshit. But by Arayas, the aloche of Chaybem Bereshit doesn't apply. But it's a new Isha of the Zahara Shem Kodesh, and the new Isha Nesif of the Gdash Tipsner Yisrael. All it's a special Allah. It has nothing to do with the Chai Ben Rishon. So Nishis Raya, because the Rambam mentions the Galvaneach, the Rebetzinu, the Chai Ben, the Galvaneach. I mean, so, just like Jesus. It's like Jesus, in Sanadam da Farindalet. The Gemara is Abaye, da Farindalet, da Mubeis, at the end of the Omet, the Neach Mitzu Be'alti is Hashem, rings. So Jesus, El Kash, how could it be so good I know that the Neach Mitzu Be'alti is any Mitzu Be'alti is Hashem, the Lord of the Neach. So the Mashor is the Kash. What did he say? Is Avon Joseph Teo Chaim Mishlishama, or the Shem Israel, Hareyu, Kudovim, Mechabde, Breaking of, as a special mitzvah of giving the covenant of the Kiddush. Special covenant.
Special covenant to whom?
To the King Godel.
Coming Godel.
Shasha Yashukan, Israel, Loinem. אל שיעשו ישום הודו שאו מלמד שפו עקום שיש בתאו ושמיזלי הרי אותי ישראל הרי אותי ישראל שאו נחשו איזה קשה שהוא אישי וחי בהם יזנמו לישראל שנחשו שיש ויצורך לימה בדרכת חג שאף הופים שפשוט ישם of the Chaybeh, which means Belom Abo, is Shaya, is Nemo Gavaneach, but a drash of the Chaybeh Moshiyom was Ben, is not Shaya, because that applies to Elom Hazeh, and Elu Ve'elu deal with Mechay. Now, so, Tras Nesh, so why does Chaim say that the Motzim Chaim and Gavaneach? So the Bris Gerov answered him this. When the Bris Gerov...
Wait, so what's the Chazanim's question? Can you just say the Chazanim's question?
So we see from that Gemara that Chaim, so is number of Gavaneach.
No, but are you going like the Marshal or not like the Marshal?
No, the Marshal.
I mean the Marshal.
The
Pshutish HaMikra is Olam Haba.
It is Olam Haba.
But as far as being the drash of violating Yisurei Torah, does not apply to... So we're assuming like this, Pshat? You accept? Yeah, and based on that, what's the kasha? If you assume like this yourself, then what's the problem?
The mayor says, "Asher yaseh yisom tanu min Yisrael inam, el yaseh yidahoto, v'lameid she'akob."
Right, I understand, but what's the Chazanish question on Rav Chaim?
Rav Chaim says, "Dimotzinu v'chay b'mudamineach."
But if you assume like the teretz of the Marshal, we have a teretz for Rav Chaim, no?
Yeah.
So then what's the problem now?
All right, I'm saying there is no problem. What the Rav Lapiskarov told Chazanish when he arrived in Yisrael.
The Marshal. He told him the Marshal. So you think the Chazanish didn't know the Marshal? No, I'm serious. Come on.
Now. If the Chazanim says in the Bible that even Adam and Anna forced the nation to behave and to kill another one, so there is a loche of Nicholas Lindner. The Ramban says the same thing. That one of the Asogas of the Ramban, Hashmoti Tezal, Shemistadimu, Lihatsi, Yisrael, Oyed Yetzedek, Yisakot, Shemoyim Diva Beno, so is Mechule Dvatsi, Vimoyitzile, Vive, Alexander Rach, Alisoshi, Sochim Mech, Kassis is Kap, Uhu Bohem, Yoshi Rabi, Pikach Nefesh, Yedich Nashem. In Yuma, because the Mishnah in Yuma says, if my players was not on the bikes, then they are the hundred. If you hope the pony is soil, so the hill can turn a shop in his book, because the hill can turn a shop. So the question is, but suppose they're all going and all. One get Asia and the other in home show. So then we have to make all the shots. So that's the Miri and the Rambam, the Rabbi Rambam, Chaim says it in the Rambam, and he agrees with the sheet of tastes. That's what the Priscilla of, I heard it from the Feinstein. He told the Chazanish, told the Chazanish. Says no cash. Now Rashi from the Tam also says the same cash. No common press. Here we say Hodo applies to Nakma. We say Sage, we take Slam Israel, and there the Mona says that Akum is not in town there. Shinema, Odom Kyom is there. So, Odom. But it is
local Odom.
Local Odom. Not ego in meditation. And the same thing with the two of the Knaim. The Knaim has Xaz Lucius Israel. How about being in town? So there's a Jewish Rashba. Whether he's in town there. So the Rashba says he's told in the Machlekes, Chemir Rabbi Yehuda. From Zion of Dalet in Jewish losing knowledge. It should be bound in the Shadow of Kelly. Bonnie, אין אתם קרים בנקוד. יהיו הבירם. ומיר ימיה ביקח ביקח חוין בון שלמה בון מוסחול וימיה בון רואים ידנו פייס כמו קודיבלת וימיה זרם לי בון משחיס לשוי בוט ג'וס וימיה בואו עבור מקשים לי וימי אתם אם עליהם ניק יוכל מי ואם נחיתם לשחול במיק זה הטיפשים, זה הטיפשים שני סודם זה הטיפשים ואתם עושים סורי, זה הכל סטיופיד מן כי לסבי נוסי הם יהיה נו מוניטו זה המומלחס ומיכבונים טיפלך אביזורי אומרי טוב, בתלזורי, ומתבון תושמע, ואם יהיה זר מראים, בון משחיס, וכיתם את בון משחיס ממקרה, בון מעלה ממקרה, תושמע, ולהיות בויו, לא קשה יום להם, וימי אתם, ימי עוד נשכות. סור, דרש בו אני ססים בתשובה, וגוד לך בדרם, אני אמרו את זה, so he says, even though the general is never the machlok between the mayor and Pude, the Raisa, Shaloch et Kabud, only the Rabbonon, Shaloch et Kabud, the Raisa. But here's an exception. Why? Because the Rebbe himself can see it after the Shaparitarye with the mayor, he considers it. So there's no machlokes. No machlokes.
But Rebbe, what's the answer to the question that how can the Gemara say, Rav Meir said that Goyim are called Adam? Asher Adam Muchai Behem.
Yeah.
It refers even to Bnei Noach, where you see that Atem Kroim Adam.
So Rav Tam says there's a distinction between Adam and Ha'adam.
Adam and Ha'adam.
Adam doesn't apply to a but even a Gatesh.
Right, but
even a Neritbaini who has
but Ha'adam.
Ha'adam applies to a Gatesh.
Again, Adam applies only to Jew.
That's right.
But Ha'adam means anybody?
Right. Yeah. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Ha'adam is like Shulchan Hashulch. Here I did. We say Shulchan. Any table.
Right.
You see, Hai Shulchan, Dafke, Hai Shulchan, in the Shil.
No.
So, then, so Rabbi Shalom Aloshina gave it out. When he met the Tsarist Minister of Interior, so he asked him, the Talmud, he was a very cultured person, has such an inferior approach to non-Jews, even the Beis Jews. Taksimir Salem, so he says, how do you know? Hosanna, how do you know? So he says, the Talmud says, oh, I'm in time in Russia. Atim Koyim Odom, they, in Salem, Koyim Odom, Odom. So, Rabbi Tzala said, Hosanna, do you think that the Jews consider the woman as subhuman? She said, God forbid, I wish the Russian peasants would have 1/10, 1% of the Jewish shoulder wives. The Jewish wife is a queen. And our peasants, unfortunately, they become drunk and they hit Magis Resach, their wife. So he said, all right. But why do they consider going as not alone? A woman is, we say, Sibroche, Shreshanish. So he says, not because a woman is inferior, but because a woman is superior. Because a man is Mechuyev not only no least negative feelings, but even in essays has not gone and film everything. But the woman is only higher in racists. She says she's good as man. But she has come in like film and suitors or good. She fears his part. She has come with hammer. There's a kind of logic. There's a benayah, his own suicide is a benayah, which represents natural. And we are clear, not only natural, but all the external needs. As Kershavogi says, there is our chains, and there's our opinions. Our opinions is the whole, the Chavam is first made. Sorry, the Kershavogi says, this is reference to the obligations of natural, but not to the mitzvahs and the laces of the Aurachitzenis. Now, so they show you what is satisfying.
So how does this explain the Ha'adam and the difference between Ha'adam?
It says, because Ha'adam is not like Hashem. But the Gavodah, there are several terms that apply to human being. Geber. By saying Geber Chato, doesn't mean that human being. So, Ish, and all. Geber has plural, Geber Gavodim. Ish is a mistake in matter of living. They say in all the manner, Ish Anoshim. The plural Anoshim is the plural of an Ish, not Ish. The plural of Ish is Ishim. Ishim, the Rambam says, in the Talmud is that there is reference to Malachim, the highest level of Malachim. So one person is called two people, two human beings, Adam Chaya is also common. And a million individuals is also common because it is reference to the collective, human beings and collective. So we got the Umisailam, there is no real existence of a nation, because you can have somebody who was born in Russia. At the age of 60, he immigrates into Britain. So he's no more a member of the Russian nation. He's a member of the British nation. He immigrates into America. He's no more a member of the Russian nation, but of the American nation. Because this stuff is artificial. It's levesh bishetes sura vesa. But the Jew, even if he converts himself 100 times, he's still a member of the Jewish nation. Yisrael ha-pishachoto Yisrael. Now, in Yivomes, Zayin ha-Mitalem, the Gemara says, Yishlei shevore, Nichnu zol Yisrael ha-Pris. The Miller will feel that such that cup, a gear has to bring a cup. Suppose you have to bring a cup. He's allowed his food to use, except in regard to two things. One is he cannot eat from the cup until he brings a cup. And the other thing is the moment after some time, he says, yeah, can icy cob, which we enough she long ago. But she says, he's not allowed to marry us his son. But, he's not said, there's an obvious million. It's not fair to say, it cob doesn't exist, but he's allowed to marry us his son. So that means that except the religion called and marry Bas Yisrael. Suppose he marries Bas Yisrael, how about the children? The children are already bimutan to marry Bas Yisrael. Yes, that's it.
Right, so therefore, you're saying that only the phrase Ha'adam will refer to Jews, but not Adam?
Not Adam, it's Hamas.
Yeah, but how does this, how are you explaining it using the Rechaim?
Why?
Why
Ha'adam?
Because Adam is reference to the collective human being. By Israel, so Atem Yisem Liom. I'm not there. Not Mishon Shinichas Avon Dinobos. That's what Rabban says. Now, in Parsha Meir at the end, Vayetze, what?
Hamikawa.
And the Rubi Sech is Sarashi Menshech in the Medrash. So Rabban says, but the afternoon is guy, Akum Shibor HaPasus Royal. So Ramban says this guy means he identified himself with Jewish people. He considered himself as a Jew. The Havdol of Havdolah is what we should go into the form of I say that if somebody identifies himself with the state of Israel and the Jewish people, so is a Jew, and the Chayt HaShvuz applies to Christ. So, the Ramban asks against Rashi, Shleish Gorn, Israel, Bimilehud, Filibasas Dam, so Nichus Lepris, so he mentions the Posega Matmater, that he had to go through, and Mileh, because Mitzrayim, the except for Shilatlevi, was the Mileh, in order to be Kabul, the Torah, we had to involve us in it. And the other guys from the Gemara, the Kushim, the Afrikalim, Akum, the Eretz, the Sovatim, Shenema, the Husho, the Seir, the Soir, the Nisat, the Soir, the Nisat. We do the Sovatim. If you say that this is Israel originated, which has its years of Israel, so how could they so be so different? So Numar is more as this is. And then he changes them, what he doesn't have is this. So it's a Raya, not like Rashi. That he saw, Shem Nichnas, Amon, Riz, this kind of Israel, that has came to what he says, that the Rabban, that has came to what he says, mentions, mentions by who Benisho Israel Benisho Israel who Bishach Israel. So he said that this person whose mother was Jewish had to be misguided, and if he wouldn't have been misguided, the song would apply the thing of Akim Eben Shabbat as the soil of the mix. So, the young Dushan, the Pizzalot. So I said there is no right, because there are two Dushas. There is a Dusha, there is a Teshes, to every individual Jew, and every individual Jewish. That can be traced back to the shore that I want to be with in the rest of this. And there is a Dusha, the last Dusha. The collective Dushe does not attach to the whole collective of necessary soil throughout the ages. What it attaches to every individual Jew and every individual Jewish. So the Machleike between Rashi and Chachmi Tzorof HaSalmone and the Ramban on the other is this halacha of Akum Abba's Yisrael is for Kesar, is it based upon the individual Kesar or upon the Gleifus? So according to Rambam, is based upon the individual Kesar. According to Rashi, and Rambam so far, this is based upon the collective Kesar. Well, when they have to finish. Even three of them. Okay.
According to the Ramban, so if you're allowed to be Machal Shabbos for somebody who celebrates Shabbos, you know, nowadays, even without the heter of
that's right. Even the very carbon silences, this negotiation is soil, is one shade of it, so it's not a negotiation problem, but it's also